Follow Mooney Goes Wild on Twitter
at NatureRTE.
Well, it's that time of year again. The nesting season has just finished. Some birds have just one clutch and may have finished in early June, but other species like swallows, yellowhammers and wood pigeon continue throughout the summer and even into early autumn with two or three clutches. Over the years here on the programme, we've reported on many different nesting pairs, particularly on unusual nest sites. Robins and wrens often build nests in the most unusual of places, like clothes hanging out on the clothesline or within the engines of active vehicles. But one species of bird, the swallow, has always been considered conservative in its choice of nest site, generally speaking outbuildings with dark ledges. Not anymore, however. Regular listener Mary Doherty from Ballyconnell in County Cavan got in touch to tell us about a swallow's nest on top of a set of wind chimes in her front porch. Every year, the swallows return to the same nest, paying little or no attention to the comings and goings of human occupants. Intrigued, we sent our reporter Terry Flanagan to Cavan to investigate.
I think I see two of them flying in now, Terry.
Yeah. Two swallows?
Yeah.
And they're coming into the porch, is that right?
Yeah, just when it's dusk.
Dusk now. Mary, we're in your sitting room here. We're looking out. Beautiful scenery out here. Tell us what you've got.
I've got a nest outside the hall door in a little porch area with swallows.
But it's not just an ordinary nest because it's in a very particular place.
It's built on top of a set of chimes out to one side of it, and it's been there for about 10 years.
Now, these are wooden chimes because I saw chimes, them on the way in, but there was nothing there.
Yeah.
And the lovely wind chimes.
Yeah.
And it's just hanging in the porch.
Yeah.
And for the last, 10 years or so
about
now?
About 10 years, I'd say. The chimes would be there a lot longer than 10 years. But about 10 years ago, the nest was built and it's been extended and used every year since.
By
the swallows.
By the swallows.
Yeah.
And they come in now. So what do they do when they come in this time of the evening?
Well, they seem to hear a bit of activity going on, a bit of chirping, and then maybe I peep out and see anything from maybe two, there could be six, perched around on the, because they have the nest actually built out to one side of the chime on the little wooden disc on top of it. There could be five or six maybe around sitting between the top of the nest and the chime itself.
And these are the babies from this year's clutch?
Yes, yes.
And they're probably around, flying around in the daytime?
In and out, very active, especially on a good evening, you know, and in the morning, early morning, you find them, you know, once from dawn.
Now, when I came to you first here an hour ago or so, there was no sign of them, but there was an awful lot of dirt on the front doorstep.
Yes.
How do you get on with that?
It doesn't bother me at all. It seems to bother other people more than it bothers me.
I had to step over to ring the bell.
Yes, it doesn't bother me at all. I just put down a few newspapers and hold them down with a couple of bricks, and I change them every so often, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, so they're now out there. We think they
very
might be
welcome.
One or two of them might be sitting in the nest.
Yes, yeah.
What about walking in and out through the front door? Does it affect them?
No. They just, I noticed last night there was maybe six or seven last night, and they just don't seem to, you'd imagine they're looking down. But they don't budge at all. They don't pass any remarks.
So it's okay for us to walk out the front door and out into the front garden?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well,
come on. Stay there.
Let's go then. And we won't disturb them. We'll just walk out past them. I might have a little peep up. No, we can hear them there. Do you hear them?
Yes, I hear them.
Can we put the light on?
Yeah.
Does it affect them?
No.
Right, we'll walk out past them, out into the garden. And just look. Oh, they're beautiful, just sitting right on the edge.
Yeah.
So we can stand out here now in the garden and just look at them.
Yeah.
So I can see you have two lights, one on either side of the wall.
Yeah.
And it just lights it up. And if I look up, and they're right on the edge of the wind chime. There's one of them. And I can see the tail. I can see the fork tail at the end. And then right on top of the nest, I can see a second one. It's just his bum sticking out there.
Yes, yeah. But sometimes it might be, you know, as I said, last night there could have been up to six around between the disc over the chimes and the top of the nest.
So just
you might see a head peeping out.
It's a set of wooden chimes.
Yes.
and on the top of it, the disc that's on the top of it.
Yeah, and it's a little circular, you know, piece of timber as well.
And there's one swallow sitting on one side of that, but the nest is actually on the other side.
Yeah.
And the nest looks quite deep.
Yeah, it seems to be very deep now. You know, it seems like if it was extended up with at some stage, if you can see, there was...
Yeah, just have a look in.
There's a difference in the...
I don't like going too near them, but they seem very, very relaxed.
Yeah.
They don't seem to mind us here.
They don't, and, if someone was coming in or out, a stranger maybe, or somebody came to the hall door. Actually, somebody came there one of the days and knocked quite hard on the knocker, and it didn't seem to...
Upset them. Now, for a tall man... Somebody my size or maybe a little bit taller than me, my head would hit that chime.
Yeah.
What would happen if I hit the chimes? Or what has happened? Have you had any accidents?
Yeah, somebody was here one night and he was going out with a child on his shoulder last year and he tipped the chimes. You know, he was singing a nursery rhyme to the little girl and he just tipped the chimes and the one flew out.
Right.
But I don't know, it was near the end of the season anyway that they were soon going away. I can't be sure whether they came back in or not that night, but I wouldn't touch the chimes at all, whether they're, you know.
And rightly so.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch them at all.
So you say these have been coming here now for the last, what, 6-7 years or so?
Oh, at least, yeah. Yeah, at least 6-7 years.
And how many clutches a year? Do they have one set or two sets?
I think they have two sets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be quite normal.
Yeah, would it? Yeah. I wouldn't know myself, but I feel that it seems like there's a new family and then it starts all over again.
Yeah, because you've been cleaning up here every day and all of a sudden the nest is emptied.
Yeah, since around the 20th of May.
And then after that what happens is another clutch starts.
Yeah.
It is a very unusual nest site.
Is it?
Swallows. When you rang me when I was talking to you on the phone, I wasn't sure whether it was swallows or house martins.
Yes.
Because when you said it was outside... I thought, it might be in the eaves of a house. It might, because that's where house martins would normally nest. Whereas a swallow likes to nest inside, maybe in a barn or something.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes called the barn swallow.
Yeah.
So, but I can tell you most definitely that they are swallows.
That's good. At least I know now. You can see the red
on the side of the face there.
Oh, yes.
And you see the other one that's up there? You see the streamers? Do you see the two little tails that are sticking out there? See there in the back of that there?
Yes.
You can just see his... Is there two of them or three of them? Well, there's definitely two. There might be a third one there now, is there?
Would there be some in the nest now?
I think there could be.
Yeah.
It's now getting to that time of the year when they'll soon be going.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you feel a bit sad. You know, the winter's coming and they're going to be going. They're sort of like company. You know, I wouldn't have that many. As you can see yourself, it's a quiet place here.
It's a lovely spot where I'm just looking out there now because it's almost dark now, looking at the mist across the field there.
Yeah.
And it's so quiet, there's only been one or two cars.
Yeah, that's the general run of it now from this time of the evening on. There wouldn't be, you know, everything is very, very quiet and still.
Right. Yeah. When did they first appear? What time of the year is it?
Around the 20th of May.
The 20th of
May? Yeah, around that time.
Probably a little bit late, is it?
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Maybe they're around before that, but I kind of noticed them here, but you know the activity maybe of them in the air outside, but as far as the nest is concerned, I think around that time, you know.
And do they start to rebuild the nest or touch it up at that time when they come?
Yeah, I'd say they do, because you can see little bits of straw and hay and bits of things lying on the step. Yeah, and mud, on the step.
And then they lay their first three or four or five eggs, whatever it is. And it must be lovely then to hear the young in the nest.
Oh, it's lovely when you hear the little chirps of them at night, you know, and then in early morning, but now maybe I wouldn't hear them that early in the morning myself, but at night particularly, you know, you'd hear them. If I was sitting in there in the room and I could hear them, you know, chirping away.
Even at the night time?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I did think, as I said, I thought if it was swallow, I'd find it inside. I thought this might be a house martin.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have nested in some unusual sites and that, but this is one of the more unusual ones that we've come across.
Yeah, I think most people do think, and there's lots of people that come here and they're intrigued by it. You know, the same time they love looking up and seeing, and they think it's a great thing. And but then there's lots of people that think they wouldn't like the mess at their door. But
well, of course, they are very good too, because they feed on insects.
Yeah.
So all those little gnats and flies and that, they feed on them, they take them out. So they are good for us. And I suppose this time now with losing a lot of biodiversity, it's great to have them.
Oh, it is. I'd never, well, I'm here, I'll never stop them coming back.
Are you long here now? Over 30 years. And you told me earlier on too, you have house martens as well on the side, on the eaves of the house.
Yeah, on the eaves of the house, yeah. And in the sheds.
In the sheds.
Yeah. Well, I presume they're house martens.
They are house martens.
Nice. I'm only getting familiar with them now. You're enlightening me a good bit.
I'm learning. So, in the next week or two, maybe, they should be gone.
They'll be gone, yeah.
A sad time.
It will. And miss them when they're gone. But sure, look, hopefully they'll be back and they'll be around when they come back again next year.
Well, it's been a pleasure coming up here to County Cavan.
Well, thank you very much.
to see your nest and to see your little babies here. And to get a chance to actually see them is lovely too.
Yeah, that's good.
They're looking down. So they're just resting up for tonight. They'll be off in the morning.
All gone in the morning
before
I get up in bed, yeah.
And as we speak, the swallows are preparing to migrate, fluttering restlessly and gathering on telegraph wires. And most will be gone by the end of the month. And if you'd like to hear more about swallows, there's a link to the special programme we dedicated to swallows some time ago. rte.ie/Mooney.
Follow us on Facebook, RTE Nature.
Mooney Goes Wild on RTE Radio 1.